ഗോവിന്ദ ദേശികം ഉപാസ്യ ശിരായ ഭക്ത്യാം തസ്മിൻ സ്ഥിതേ നിജമാഹിംനി വിദേഹമുക്ത്യാം അദ്വൈത്യവാഷ്യം ഉപകൽപ്പ ദിശോ വിജീത്യാം കാഞ്ചീപുരേ സ്ഥിതം അവാപസാ ശങ്കരായ ഋതിസ്മൃതി പുരാണാനാം ആലയം കരുണാലയം നമാമി ഭഗവത്പാദ ശങ്കരം ലോകശങ്കരം അപാര കരുണാസിന്ധും ജ്ഞാനതം ശാന്തരൂപിണം ശ്രീചന്ദ്രശേഖര ഗുരും പ്രണമാമി മുദാമ്യഹം സദാശിവ സമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യ മധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യ പര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരു പരമ്പരാം വിത്ത് ബെനഡിക്ഷൻ ടു ആദി ശങ്കരാചാര്യ ആൻഡ് ടു ഹിസ് ലീനിയേജ് അപ് ടു ദ 69th ഗുരു ഓഫ് ദ വെനറേറ്റഡ് കാമകോട്ടി പീഠം പൂജ്യ ശ്രീ ജയേന്ദ്ര സരസ്വതി സ്വാമികൾ ഇൻ ഹൂസ് ബിനൈൻ ആൻഡ് ഓഗസ്റ്റ് പ്രസൻസ് ദിസ് ഫംഗ്ഷൻ ഇസ് ബീങ് ഹെൽഡ് ഐ റൈസ് ടു അഡ്രസ് യു ടുഡേ ഇറ്റ് ഗീവ്സ് മി ഗ്രേറ്റ് പ്ലേഷർ ടു വെൽക്കം യു ആൾ ടു ദിസ് പ്ലസന്റ് ആൻഡ് സോളം ഫംഗ്ഷൻ ഓർഗനൈസ് ദിസ് ഈവനിംഗ് ടു കമമറേറ്റ് എ മൈൽ സ്റ്റോൺ ദറ്റ് ഹസ് ബീൻ റീച്ച്ഡ് ബൈ വൺ ഓഫ് ദ ടാലസ്റ്റ് സെയിൻസ് ഓഫ് അവർ കൺട്രി അമൃതോത്സവ് 75 years. These celebrations started in July 2009, travelled to the length and breadth of this country, and today it has come to the blessed shores of this land of ours. In a sense, therefore, we are grateful to Lord Somnatheshwara and Ma Ambaji for having made this day possible. An occasion like this is a moment of joy, elixir, mirth, and a moment of reflection. Nostalgia down the memory lane as to how an ordinary boy from an obscure village called as Irulniki. Irulniki is a Tamil word. Literally translated, this village means dispelling darkness. That's where the sage was born. And the rest of his life, he has been dispelling darkness all around. Was converted into a saint extraordinary by that saint who walked this earth in the 20th century. Pujya Shri Chandrasekharendra Saraswati Swamigal, the 69th Acharya of the Kamakoti Peetham. He was a living God. He was a master of masters. He was a lambient light who rekindled the spirit of this nation and brought forth the renaissance in many spheres of religion, thought and philosophy. He taught mankind groping in the dark as to how to journey to a higher destiny despite the advances in science and technology. It is now 16 years since he passed away and shed his mortal coil. Even today, we hear the divinity of his presence and the infinitude of his existence. Chandrasekhara Saraswati Swamigal lives in the hearts and minds of his devotees. We should be thankful to him for so much that he did during the 100 years of his existence in this universe. But singularly, if you have to be ever grateful to him, it is for anointing Pujya Shri Jayendra Saraswati Swamigal as the 69th Shankaracharya of the Kamakoti Peetham. What is there in 75 years? The flux of time is a certainty which will come to every one of us. Modern medicine has ensured that longevity has also expanded considerably. There is nothing to celebrate in the passage of time. Are we today celebrating the passage of time of 75 years, a marker in the history of a person's life? I think it is much, much beyond that. Raja Bharatahari says, Parivatini samsare mrtukovana jayate സജാതഃ യസ്യ ജാതേന യാതി വംശം സമന്വിതം. ഇൻ ദിസ് ട്രാൻസിയന്റ് വേൾഡ് നോബഡി കെൻ എസ്കേപ്പ് ദ സൈക്കിൾ ഓഫ് ബർത്ത് ആൻഡ് ഡെത്ത്. ബട്ട് ഓൺലി ദാറ്റ് ലൈഫ് ഇസ് വർത്ത് വൈൽ വിച്ച് വർക്ക്സ് ഫോർ ദ അപ്ലിഫ്റ്റ്മെന്റ് ഓഫ് ഹ്യൂമൻ കൈൻഡ് ആസ് എ ഹോൾ. ഇറ്റ് ഇസ് ജസ്റ്റ് നോട്ട് ഇൻ ദ നമ്പർ ഓഫ് ഇയേഴ്സ് യു ലിവ് ബട്ട് ഹൗ വെൽ യു വിൽ ലിവ് ദാറ്റ് വിൽ മേക്ക് ദ ഡിഫറൻസ് ബൈ എനി സ്റ്റാൻഡേർഡ്സ് ഓഫ് ഇവാലുവേഷൻ ദീസ് 75 years ആൻഡ് മോർ പെർട്ടിക്കുലർലി ദ 57 years ദറ്റ് ഹി ഹാസ് ബീൻ അറ്റ് ദ ഹെൽം ഓഫ് ദ പോണ്ടിഫിക്കേറ്റ് ഓഫ് ദ കാമകോട്ടി പീഠം. Have been years that have been spent for the welfare of mankind as a whole. It is this life and time of the sage that we are celebrating today and not just his age. In its own unobtrusive way, the Kamakoti Peetham symbolizes the true spirit of Hinduism, non-dietetic, tolerant and philosophical. With his aura, credibility and authority, the sage has been at the center stage of the renaissance of culture, tradition and values in this country. And who in this audience would disagree that in these 75 years he has striven for the growth and development of this nation? What is it of the sage that brings out so clearly as it is? The point that comes out basically is, in the way of life that we are in, the center to our living is essentially a guru. What is the purpose of life if we are celebrating life today? We are celebrating not the passage of time, but life today. What is the purpose of life? Adishankara says, Swaswarupanubodaha. realization of oneself is the purpose of life. Can one realize oneself by himself? That's a question that is being largely addressed. And the fact of the matter is, one can never realize himself by himself. Jantunam narajanmam durlabham says Shankara. To be born as a human being is the rarest of things and the most difficult one. And Shankara goes further in Viveka Chudamani when he says that there are three things that are extremely difficult to obtain in life. Durlabham traimevdath deva anugrahetukram manushyatvam mamukshatvam mahapurusha samshrayaha. Manukshatvam, to be born as a human being, is difficult. Mamukshatvam, that emancipation, that liberation, that removal from this bondage of life and death, is still difficult. Mahapurusha samshrayaha, to be in the association, in the company, under the shadow of great saints, is still difficult. We are indeed fortunate that two of these three we have today. We have all been born as human beings, so that we have achieved. And we are today, our momentary it is, we are in the company of the sage. That punya has also come to us. So if that has come to us, how do we graduate to the next stage of liberation from the cycle of birth and death? And there the Lord himself says that nothing can be achieved in this life except a master, except a guru. It is only in this way of life that we are taught that it is only the guru is the medium through which you can reach the purpose of your life. The Vedas themselves say, Mata Pita Guru Cha Devam. Even the Lord is only behind. He has to wait till the guru is being honored. After the parents, it's the mother, father, and then the guru. And what is the type of guru that whom we worship? He manifests himself as the creator, as the protector, and the destroyer. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwara, Guru Sakshat Parabrahmam, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. That guru I worship, who is the creator, who manifests himself as the creator, as the protector and the destroyer. In Tamil, there was a celebrated poet called as Arunagirinathar, who sang in praise of Lord Shanmukha. And Arunagirinathar was born 650 years before, said, Guruvai Varuvai Arulvai Guhane, O Lord Kartikeya, do not come to me in the form of Kartikeya or Shanmukha, come to me in the form of a guru. It is through the medium of guru that we reach the purpose of life. I've always wondered as to why Adi Shankara, who is a manifestation of Maheshwara himself, had to go in search of guru. In his Uttara Parikrama that he started, going in search of a guru, he comes on the banks of Narmada, which then was part of the state of Gujarat. And there, in Omkareshwara, he meets his guru, Guru Govinda Bhagavatkara, who asks him, who you are? To that he says, Na bhumir na toyam na tejo na vayuhu nakam na indriyam samna tesham samuha. And he goes to conclude by saying, Shivav kevaloham. Na bhumir, I am not part of these five elements. I am not even these nails, these hands, everything. Shivav kevaloham, I am the manifestation of the Lord himself. If we were the manifestation of Lord himself, where was the need for him to go in search of a guru? In later years, Shankara proved conclusively that but for the grace of his guru, he would not have achieved all that he achieved in those 16 years that was granted to him beyond those 16 years of all that he achieved for the integration of this country in those 32 years of lifespan that was given to him. Bhajagovindam, most of us are being told, is a hymn in praise of Murari, Lord Krishna. There is a school of thought which also says it is in praise of Guru Govinda Bhagavat Pada. That is why it says Bhajagovindam. Even Lord Krishna, Krishnam Vande Jagat Gurum, is the guru of gurus. He had to go to Sandipani Ashram in search of Maharishi Sandipani. And the Lord himself says in the Gitas that nothing can be achieved, even for him as the Lord, without the grace of a guru. And so much was possible because of the guru. This is the essence of the guru. This is the value of guru which is central to Hinduism. And it is this precept of guru that we are worshipping today. And that is why this function is not a felicitation function for 75 years. It is a guru vandana samaro. It is a worship of a guru because he influences and guides our life. What is it of Pujya Shri Jayendra Saraswamigal that we are celebrating today? Of the countless number of parikramas that he has done all over the length and breadth of this country, not once, twice. Three times he has walked the length and breadth of this country, from Kashmir to Kanyakumari, far beyond into Pashupaninath, even going into the Himalayas, not once, three times, by walking on the foot, a feat which has never been achieved even by Adi Shankara. In the living history of any of the saints in the world, they have not seen somebody achieving it three times. Even his own guru took 27 years to come from Kanchipuram to go to Kashi, and from Kashi to Rameshwaram, from Rameshwaram back into Kashi, Kanchi. It took him 27 years. But Pujya Sri Jayendra Saraswami did that three times in his lifetime, covering the length and breadth of this country and far into Nepal. Such is the hallowed presence of this guru that when he went to Dhaka to have darshan of Dhakeshwari, the then Prime Minister of Bangladesh, who is now the current Prime Minister also, Begum Hasina Begum, not only honored his presence over there, gave 1 crore taka as donation to him, which he handed over to the Dhakeshwari temple over there. The arch leading to the Dhakeshwari temple was named as Jayendra Arch, Shankaracharya Gate. It is even today in Bangladesh. I am not talking about a Hindu state where you get all this. For a Hindu bank, it is natural for them to come. And I can also share with you, in the year 2001, when nature's fury came on to Gujarat, on the 26th of January, 2 days later, we were into Bhuj. The Swamiji had come all the way, immediately from Kanchipuram, and we travelled the length and breadth of that part of Gujarat, covering around 700 kilometers per day. And I can share one experience with you to bring out the greatness in him. That as we were travelling and covering Ropar, and as we had crossed Ropar, we were on the state highway, and suddenly his attention went to a cluster of people who were settled on the open sky. And without exception, I am not saying because Muslims are sitting over here, there were around 500-600 Muslims who were all there. All our convoy stopped. He got down. We went towards him. These were construction workers from Panchmahal district. They were saying, thousands of trucks pass through this way, Swamiji. Not today. Yesterday, day before yesterday, not one stopped before us. And you have stopped and you are unloading your relief material. All that you have. The integral humanism Deen Dayal Upadhyaya ji propounded, a manifestation of this is Jayendra Saraswati Swami. It is humanism at its very best. That is what we are celebrating today. We are just not celebrating 75 years of monkhood of a person. And what is more important about him is, he sees the Lord in human beings. Of course, he sees Lord in the principles that Hinduism enshrines. But much more than that, he sees in all of us. Manava Seva, Mahesha Seva. He believes that the Lord is to be realized in the mankind that is there. And such is his simplicity that he never says that he is empowered with all the great things in life. Name Bhagavanuhu, Name Saitanuhu, Dunya jo chahe samje, mai to hinsanuhu. To the then Chief Minister of Tamil Nadu, momentarily he could have been a Saitan. But then, living history and the court proceedings have said, who is Saitan? And he sees every being, everywhere. O khet pe milega, kaliyan pe milega, Bhagwan jo hai bande, insaan pe milega. He sees them in human beings. It is because he sees them in human beings, it is because he realizes that there is divinity in every human being. It is the social consciousness that has imputed into the monastery like Kamakoti Peetam. He has redefined the role of monasteries in the 21st century. He has given greater importance for developing the all-round potential of human beings as the greatest service that we can do to the Lord. And that's what we are celebrating today. On an occasion like this, what is it that the great guru can ask of us? We devotees, what do we have to give to him if we have to ask of us? Na jatuhu na kamat, na bayat na lobat, dharma tejet jivitasyopi. Don't give up the path of righteousness at any cost, even at the cost of your own life. Uphold the cost of righteousness, the one that is good, one that keeps the human beings going. That is what he expects of us. And I can share with you, when I came to the same platform in 2004, when we were celebrating the 50 years of Swamiji's sainthood and our beloved Chief Minister was present even then. And then I made a reference to say that how many times the sage would have traversed the length and width of Gujarat, I can't keep a count. And in his address, the beloved Chief Minister said, the Chief Minister of Gujarat may not know a particular village, a particular taluk or a particular place and what's the problem over there. But the sage of Kanchi would know it. Because it is just not a yatra, it's not a padayatra he goes. It is not just to go and bless you. Wherever he goes, he sees in people what is the problem with them. What do they need to espouse their cause? Do they need a primary school? Do they need a primary health care center? Do they need clean drinking water? And this is what it does as a permanent mark for the yatra that it does in that place. And that's why people remember him far, far later than the years conducted his padayatra. And that marks him different from the rest of the crowd. Ekaschandra tamohanti naja tasa ganani cha. There are countless number of stars in the sky. It is only one single moon that dispels the darkness. There are countless number of saints in this country. If at all there is one field where there is absolutely no legislation, there is no ration, it is essentially the monkhood. Masquerading under the saffron robes are countless number of people who make the gullible public part with all that they have. Kushal Singh once said, talking about the modern day saints, Bas Rama Nama Japana Cheloka Malapana. This is the character of most of the saints. In such a committee of people shines Pujastri Jayendra Saraswati Swami. On an occasion like this, what is it that we all pray of him? Shastram Shariram Imamsam Devestu Parameshwaraha Acharya Shankaro Devaha Santu Janmani Janmani. Each one of us pray every morning that we should be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. But as long as the philosophy, the tenet of life that we follow is Mimamsa, as long as the Lord whom we worship is the Maheshwara, the Creator, and as long as the Guru whom we worship is Shankaracharya, why only one birth? I am willing to be born back again and again and again. Because I know the grace of the Guru will always be there. May the Jagannamata Kamakoti Kamakshi shed her grace on him. May he live 100 years. Jivetu Sharatashatam. There is some selfishness for all of us. When he lives 100 years, he will continue to bless us. And we shall get it for some more years. May she also bless her grace on us so that we can draw a leaf from the life of nobility of the sage and make our own life sublime. Thank you and God bless you all.